This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio is Ja'Kari Jackson. We've been talking about gun issues. We mentioned just briefly before the break how Fast and Furious, one of the guns used in the Fast and Furious false flag operation, wound up in the hands of one of the shooters in Garland, Texas. Yeah, Garland, Texas. And Ja'Kari, you mentioned just before we went to the break how one of the officers at one of these recruitment stations, a Navy commander who shot back, is now looks like, according to Alan West, we had that report yesterday, we mentioned it briefly on the news, looks like they're going to charge him for discharging a firearm on federal property. This is amazing.
How dare you defend yourself?
Absolutely. As Alan West said, he ought to get a medal for defending himself and his other officers there. Instead, what he's going to get is a charge.
And to anybody who would demonize the open carry movement, I know it's been very strong here in Texas over the past few years. After we had these very unfortunate shootings at the recruitment stations, who was it that went out and guarded these facilities? It wasn't freaking Bloomberg.
That's right. It wasn't
the moms. It was open carriers and veterans, guys like Joe Biggs, who went out there and defended these stations from any potential attack.
And then it was the government, the Pentagon, who said, if you don't leave, we're going to have you arrested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just makes your head spin to see this. They don't trust us. They don't believe that we should be able to defend ourselves. They don't believe that we should be able to defend our soldiers. Okay? That, I think, is a key thing, Ja'Kari. I think they didn't want to see the military being defended by the militia.
Civilians. Yeah, you can't have that. You can't have that. But, you know, they were all appreciative. You know, we were out there. I was out there with Joe Biggs for 2 days. And, you know, people would come by, you know, I guess a lot of them were under orders or whatever not to speak to us, but their wives would come out and talk to us and said, we really appreciate what you guys are doing. You guys need water. Can we buy you guys lunch? You know, one lady showed up with a box of donuts. That's probably about as fast as I've ever seen Joe Biggs move. He jumped up and grabbed those donuts pretty quick. But, you know, it was a good time, you know, it felt good just to go out there and try to help somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just the basic of let's go out here and protect our fellow man. It was just a good, fulfilling experience.
It's a deterrent, okay? It's not a threat. It's a deterrent. If they see people who are armed, then it is a deterrent. It's a deterrent for individual criminals, and it's a deterrent for tyrannical governments to have firearms. There's an article that's up on New American. Celebrating the Second Amendment victory may be premature. Now, what they're talking about in that is a particular law in the state of Florida that provides that any licensed practitioner facility may not record firearm ownership information in a patient's medical record.
Good.
Unless that information is relevant to the patient's medical care, safety, or the safety of others, because you've got this movement in the medical community to try to talk people out of having firearms, to make it a mental health issue, to make it a health issue in general, to record this, to maybe become some kind of a Stasi snitch.
And we even hear stories about children. You know, they talk to their schools, they go out to these medical facilities. Do your parents own any guns? Like, what does this have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just very bizarre behavior, but it's once again to track, regardless of what they're saying, they want you in a database if you have a firearm. Just
right.
Like, so why is it okay to sell somebody a pistol without doing them a background check? You know, people, a 16-year-old who goes out and gets their license probably doesn't have any DUIs on their record, but 10, 15 years later, that could change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even though they're finding something, you know, so it just goes on to show that a background check is not the end all as far as deterrence. And we've seen so many of these shooters who had a background check and still got their firearms anyway.
Well, people should be concerned about this because we've seen just recently that they're talking about redefining people's mental incompetency to say that if you're a Social Security recipient, not just coming after
That's
the
right.
veterans, they've used this in many ways at the VA especially. That's where this is really targeted.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they really do it. But even if you're a Social Security recipient, they say, well, if you have somebody's help in terms of doing your finances or something, vague things like that, They could use that to say, well, that means that you're financially incompetent. That means that you're mentally incompetent. That means that we can now take your firearms. People need to watch out in all the ways that they're coming after us. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news. Thank you for joining us, Jakari Jackson.
Thank you, Dave.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. We're going to go back to the news, and we're going to go to your calls in the next segment. I have a little bit more news I want to cover before we go to calls. I just wanted to let you know that we have a Monday flash sale. What is a flash sale? Well, it's 30% off Prostagard for 24 hours. That's what we mean by a flash sale. We're going to drop the price for 24 hours. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Prostagard, which contains a high selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. This is something I take every day. As we understand, as we get older, just like you have good and bad forms of cholesterol, you have good and bad forms of testosterone. As you get older, the bad form dihydrotestosterone becomes more prevalent. It's been associated with things like prostate enlargement, male pattern baldness. A lot of studies have shown that saw palmetto is a good way to control that. Well, Prostagard has not only saw palmetto, it also has lycopene and these other ingredients that I just mentioned. You can get it right now for the next 24 hours, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on everything there this week. We've extended it for people. We had a lot of response in this last week with people taking us up on the free shipping, I think. And so as a thank you to you, and as also a recognition that a lot of people may not have known about that because they're on vacation, we've extended that for one more week. Now, as I talked earlier about the horse race, as I said, you know, I think we need to understand what's going on globally. We need to understand what's going on nationally. We need to look at the agenda. We need to see how we're being played. We need to not fall into some kind of a cult of personality with any of these people. Certainly not at this point. We haven't even had the first debate. I'm amazed at the number of people that think it's over. They've already set themselves up, tied themselves to one person, and if that person doesn't get elected, it's over. Well, if that's what you think, you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. We need to work locally. We need to not get caught up in this identity politics. We saw that happen with Obama, didn't we? Weren't all these conservatives that are now talking about the that were talking at that time about Obama concerned about maybe his birth certificate, but also a lot of people were concerned not just about the birth certificate and the secrecy of Obama. That told us something, didn't it? We should have paid attention to the fact that he was shutting down everything in his background. Because at the very least, even if you believe that he didn't have anything bad in his background that he was hiding, at the very least, it showed a contempt for transparency at the same time he was telling us that he was going to be transparent. And what have we seen from the Obama administration? We've seen nothing but an amazing contempt for transparency. We've seen someone who has charged 67% of the people who have been charged under the espionage law of 1917 have been charged under the Obama administration, journalists and others, not just whistleblowers. People who are legitimate sources of information have been charged under this law, and we've had two times the number of people charged under this under Obama than all of the administrations from 1917 up until Obama. He hates transparency. So we should be very concerned about that. We should look at these people. We should vet them. But at the same time, we understand that Mitt Romney was going to give us Romney care if we didn't get Obamacare, and that the two of them were exactly the same. We saw Romney care in Massachusetts. We saw him do that with Ted Kennedy. We knew that it was exactly the same mechanism. They were going to hold a gun to your head, and they were going to make you buy insurance that you would not normally want to buy, at the level you didn't want to buy, at the price you didn't want to buy. They were going to say it was going to get the cost down, but it was simply crony capitalism forcing you to buy these products. That's what the TPP is about as well. And, of course, they're rushing that through. This is the model for crony capitalism. But understand the identity politics. Understand the fact that Obama ran as a brand. Remember when everybody was marching in lockstep and we were all kind of, this is pretty scary. It's pretty scary. This guy's got a logo. And yet I'm pretty scared to see that the Republicans are doing the same thing already. They're not concerned about vetting these people. We've got three candidates now who have questionable backgrounds. You want to talk about what a natural-born citizenship is? We can have that discussion, but the people who were talking about that with Obama, we've got three candidates who are questionable. If you want to question that for Obama, we've got three GOP candidates, not just one this time. We got Cruz, we got Rubio, we got Jindal. I don't believe any of them meet the legal definition of natural-born citizen. So the GOP is playing identity politics as well. On the Democrat side, they want to have somebody who is black or somebody who's a woman because they're all about trying to avoid any appearance of racism or sexism or white privilege. On the Republican side, everybody wants to get rich. It's all about money. That's the freedom that they really can get excited about, is the freedom to have property, to own money. Actually, I should take back the freedom to have property, because they're willing to throw that under the bus in order to have a war on drugs, because we have lost our fundamental property rights, our fundamental rights to due process with civil asset forfeiture, which they continue to support, most of them. I mean, Rand Paul doesn't. I don't know if any of the other candidates have taken a stand on that. But that's where we are today. So what can we do if we can't trust a savior to carry us on a feather bed from a state of tyranny to a state of liberty. That's what Thomas Jefferson warned us about. He said, they're not going to do it for you, folks. They're not going to put you on a soft, cushy bed and carry you from tyranny to freedom. And it doesn't matter. You're not going to find somebody. Even if we elected Thomas Jefferson, he couldn't single-handedly stand down this massive perpetual bureaucracy that we have in Washington, this disregard for the rule of law. So what do we do? Well, there are some things that we can still do. We can still, it's good to send people who are going to stand up and do the right thing. We have a few people like that in Washington. We need to send more of them. And I'm not saying that we just completely drop out of the political process, but understand it's far more easy to do something at the state level and at the local level than it is to do something in Washington. I think the only thing at this point we can do with Washington is primarily to cut it off. And the way we do that is with state nullification. We do that with jury nullification. Jury nullification, if you understand your rights, that is a very important check on government's power. I was just talking to Jakari Jackson about the Second Amendment. That was set up as a check on government power. It was set up as a way to defend yourself, and it was also set up as a check on government power. Jury nullification is a little bit different because jury nullification, you can't really protect yourself. You have to rely on your neighbors to understand what is going on. So let me read you a story because a lot of times we just talk to people about principles and policies that don't really get it. Let me give you a personal story about how somebody's life was affected by this. This article is not guilty. This is from the Free Thought Project. Not guilty. Logic prevails after the state charged a man with murder for facilitating a pot sale. This is in Wichita, Kansas. A bright light now brilliantly shines where there was once only darkness. An innocent man who was being railroaded because of the state's immoral drug law has beaten the system, and the justice has prevailed. Kyler Carricker's world turned into a nightmare April 17, 2013, when he and a friend had finished work and they were headed to go out fishing. The pair was stopped by a train, where they ran into Carricker's former classmate, and Carricker was asked if he could find any smoke, meaning marijuana. Carricker said he could try, so they exchanged phone numbers. What Carricker didn't know was that his old classmate from school had since become an active gang member. This former classmate tried to rob Carricker and whoever else was involved in the marijuana transaction. So Carricker agreed to meet his former classmate at his friend Kyle Belt's home to introduce his former classmate and the marijuana dealer. However, the former classmate arrived with several other gang members, later testified in court to the fact that the plan was to rob these two guys. Instead, what they did was they came in and shot them. Now, Carricker himself got shot, although one of the other guys that was at the place died from the injuries. So now this is what the state of Texas does. Understand, let's just recap this. This guy sees a former classmate. He says, well, can we arrange a deal where I can just get some marijuana? They set this thing up. One of the guys comes in and shoots everybody there and just to rob them. That's one aspect of the war on drugs. We've created hardened criminals, gangs that are far worse than anything we had under alcohol prohibition. Remember, it was under alcohol prohibition that we had people riding the running boards of Model Ts, spraying the town with Tommy guns. And now we have these kind of gangs. It wouldn't have even happened if we didn't have prohibition. But nevertheless, this guy who gets shot, the other guy gets killed. They come after the guy who was shot and say, well, you were arranging a marijuana deal. And so because somebody got killed as part of that, we are going to hold you responsible for murder. They say the state of Kansas added marijuana offenses to a list of inherently dangerous felonies or crimes where death is likely to occur. The law was amended on July 1st, 2013, 3 months after this incident, but they retroactively applied it to this case. So there you go. They retroactively applied this law to something that had happened 3 months earlier. Problem number one. Problem number two was the law. And so what happened was when the jury took a look at this, they basically said, the law is wrong. We're not going to hold this guy responsible for this murder. We're not going to treat it as if he killed this person because he arranged a drug deal and the drug dealer had set this up to kill everybody. We're not going to do it that way. So basically they looked at the law and they shut the law down in this particular case. That is jury nullification. Now, unfortunately, what they did not do is they did not let him go because it was just marijuana. This guy is still looking at a jail sentence for possession and sale of marijuana. We have to watch each other's backs. We have to understand and get the word out, because the judges will lie to you. They will take punitive actions against any lawyers who say this. So this is something that we have to tell each other, that you are the judge not only of the facts of the case, you are the judges of the law. The judge is just there as a referee. That's not what they will tell you. Stay with us. We'll be right
back.
Healthy,
organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. We've got a few more articles I want to cover, some news that has come out today, and then we're going to go to your calls. If you want to call in, that number is 800 259 800-259-9231. Again, that number is 800-259-9231. We'll kind of leave that open. I would like to talk about some of the news that we've talked about today, but of course we'll kind of leave that open to pretty much any kind of subject that you want to talk about. Here's one thing that we talked about at the very top of the show. Many people have a news break at that point in time, might not have heard this. There is now a movement to, of course, recall Boehner. Mark Meadows, if you remember last week, put out a measure last week on the floor. I don't know, it wasn't a bill. I'm looking to see exactly what they call it. Let's just call it a measure, saying that Boehner should vacate the speakership. Now, Mark Meadows is one of a group of people who has been punished by Boehner in the past because they didn't follow exactly with procedural votes how he wanted to run things, and so he took them off of subcommittees, which is a way of just making you totally powerless and irrelevant. That's using that as a weapon. Of course, the GOP voters are very angry at Boehner as well because of the cynical way that he has conducted himself after the election, just ignoring the issues that the GOP ran on in terms of changing Obamacare, in terms of changing the open borders. Now, the interesting thing about this is that Boehner was going to bring this up and get rid of it for the summer. He was going to bring it up right away and just dismiss it, saying, oh, there's no support for this. However, they took the precaution of starting to contact some of the members in Congress, and they found out that maybe we don't have the votes to reelect John Boehner as Speaker of the House. Now, that's encouraging news. I find that very encouraging. This is what they say. I know members personally who were called by Steve Scalise, so they had the entire leadership whip team frantically making phone calls to members to whip the vote because they wanted to attempt to embarrass Meadows and call the vote on Wednesday of last week, so that it wouldn't be hanging over Boehner's head. What they found out was the exact opposite. They found out bad things would happen. Yeah, like maybe not winning that vote. That literally they would be calling the vote without knowing what would happen in terms of what they might not vote to retain Boehner as Speaker. Therefore, they did not call the vote. Now they have this issue hanging over John Boehner's head for the next 5 weeks because they've gone home for summer recess. Call your Republican congressman and tell them that you want them to vote against John Boehner as Speaker. We have an opportunity to get this guy out of office. Take it. Push it. There's already a lot of weakness. They were going to do this right away, right after he introduced it. The next day they were going to do it. And then they found out, we might lose this vote. This is an opportunity for us to get him out of the speakership. So if you have a Republican, this is something we can all get behind. If you're a Democrat, you can get behind this. If you're a Republican, you can get behind it. If you're an independent, you can get behind it. Let's get John Boehner behind us. Let's get him out of the speaker position. This is something we all ought to be able to support. Here's another story. We were talking about how the VA was coming after veterans, how they were trying to take their gun rights as well. Well, we also know there's been a massive scandal about waiting times, telling people, yeah, we're going to set you up, we're going to give you health care, and then never putting them on the list. Now, some people have been charged. One VA hospital executive has been charged with 50 counts of lying to investigators and his alleged role as a record-changing scheme. They say it was his responsibility to ensure that more than 2,700 veterans awaiting approval for care outside of the system were properly referred to for doctor's appointments. This is the Washington Post reporting that, and this article is coming from the American Mirror. They say that he was on leave without pay pending the outcome of the court process, and he's accused of ordering his staff to falsify medical records of veterans who are waiting for outside medical care. Then the plot thickens. Prosecutors say that they are now adding to those charges after they allege that Henderson contacted a potential witness for the prosecution's case, according to the Augusta Chronicle, and engaged in possible witness tampering. So this is a VA case that is the Norwood VA Medical Center in Augusta, Georgia. So now he's got additional charges of witness tampering. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we finally have seen one person out of this massive LIBOR rigging, out of all the money laundering that we had from HSBC and everything, one person now has been found guilty of a criminal conviction. Remember, of course, Eric Holder and his lieutenants said that they would not take any actions against HSBC in terms of their charter. They gave them a very small, relatively small fine we look at it, we look at fines that are $1 billion or more, and we say, wow, that looks like a lot of money. Not when you look at how much money they made off of this. And of course, HSBC had a special window for money laundering for the Sinaloa cartel, the same people that made El Chapo a billionaire, fought his way out of prison. But now, finally, one individual, a lower level person, has gone to jail, 8 counts of conspiracy as part of the LIBOR rigging scandal. But of course, the big guys will go free. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll take some of your calls. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your calls in just one moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have a flash sale, a 24-hour sale with 30% off Prostaguard. That's at the InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard contains a blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Something I take every day. From my research, I understand that as men get older, we need to have something that is going to help to combat the increase in bad testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, as I mentioned before, things associated with prostate enlargement, male pattern baldness. These are why we see these kinds of changes in our bodies as we get older as men. saw palmetto, there's been a lot of studies that show that that's associated with helping to control that level of that hormone. Also, Prostagard has not only saw palmetto, but lycopene, which, as we pointed out before, is more effective in combination with these ingredients. Again, you can get that for 24 hours, 30% off Prostagard, as well as free shipping. We've extended that for 1 week. We had it for the month of July. A lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people, I think, didn't know about it. So just in case, and as a thank you to those who support our operation, we've extended free shipping for everything at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWars Store. We've extended that now for another week. So you can get free shipping on the health products that we sell. Let's go to your calls. We've got Eric in Germany. Eric, you said you wanted to talk about the economic collapse. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Thanks so much for taking my call. I hope my connection isn't too bad. I'm talking with you over Skype. I think the whole GOP nomination process is a big dog and pony show because there's no possible way that our economy can make it till November of next year without a correction. The American business cycle is 394 weeks long, and we're at week 402 right now, which means we need a correction, and we need it now. This is just looking off the past 50, 60 years of history. I say this, and I want to call in InfoWars today because you guys need to have a plan. Not just you, David, not just the InfoWars staff, not just Alex, but everyone listening to me. The next correction will be uncontainable. We should have had it in 2007, 2008, but Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Mario Draghi here in Europe has printed money without end, and that's how they've kind of papered over the problem. They haven't actually solved the problem. So what's going to happen in the next correction is it's going to be the correction that should have happened in 2007, 2008, just much larger. I would like to say to you and to your listening audience, this might go a little bit to the people that are a little bit better off. It's important to have an international bug-out plan because when the United States does financially collapse, it will happen. There's an interesting J.P. Morgan Chase chart from 2012 showing world financial reserve currency status. It usually lasts about 80 to 90 years. We are up on that.
Of course, we've had a lot of people talking about, we've had a lot of economists talking about how they see something happening this September. You're not the first person to say this. We've had a lot of people warning us about this, warning us that this is going to be a huge factor. You're talking about long-term cycles. What do you think of the work of Strauss and Howe, talking about the generational cycles that we see like every 80 years, talking about the fourth turning that is actually a few years overdue at this point? Have you ever seen that book?
No, I've read part of it. I haven't read it all. Regrettably, I haven't read the whole thing. I do work in finance here in Frankfurt. What I can say is that it is a generational thing. Typically, it's every three generations. For those of you who have kids out there, I'm fairly young, as you could probably tell by my voice. I'm 28. Children want to rebel against their parents, and they always want to do things a bit differently. And what ends up happening is you have grandparents, and then you have the children of these grandparents, and their children do things differently. And then the children of their children, so the grandchildren of the grandparents, want to do things differently from their parents. But what ends up happening is what the children do and what the grandparents do are actually fairly similar to one another. The millennials, even though we get a bad rap and we're lazy and we're entitled, we're actually a pretty hardworking group of people that have just been dealt a bad hand. And it's not necessarily that we're stuck in the middle. It's just that things cannot keep going on as they are. We're stuck in a fiat debt system, and the only way it can keep going on is if the debt keeps expanding. And I say all this to say, once the economic collapse does happen in the United States, it's a when, the American people will be faced with a democratic decision. Do they want to choose freedom, or do they want to choose socialism? And given the current political landscape in the United States, and including two-thirds of the GOP field, I really get the feeling that the American people, for the most part, are going to choose a big government socialism type of answer. The problem is socialism is nothing but death. It brings death and destruction to every culture it's ever touched ever. And so what I encourage all of the listeners of InfoWars right now to do is seriously think, if the United States does become a, not a complete socialist country, but a very, very social, a social democracy, quote unquote, or actually a social oligarchy, what do you do? And at the end of the day, you have three decisions. You can stand up and fight. You can wait a little bit. Eventually the system will make you very poor, then fight, or you can leave. I've opted for the third part. Obviously, I'm an American calling you guys from Germany. I've decided to leave. And so this is something that you all need to take into consideration. I know a lot of people are shaking their heads in their car right now saying, man, I can never leave. America's my home. But there's no fighting socialism. Socialism is, I mean, look what it did this summer.
Yeah. We've seen how that plays out in Venezuela, for example. We saw how it played out in Greece. I mean, certainly we saw where the socialists betrayed the people. They talk about socialism. That's the ideal. That's what they use to get the people to sign up for it. The people think that, well, we're going to have everything paid for. But then what they do is they enact a kind of crony capitalism on top of that. They make way for the banks to come in like they did in Greece. Or in Venezuela, we had the Bloomberg article where they're talking about how they got 700% return on investment, how Hugo Chavez and his successor realized that they needed to pay the banks before their people had food, medicine, and water. So they always use these socialist masks to enact a kind of fascist crony capitalism as well. So we get these different mixtures of it. That's what makes it so confusing for people to pin it down. It's like, well, is it socialism or is it fascism? It's elements of both, isn't it, Eric?
Well, absolutely. Well, I mean, the thing is, you cannot have socialism without authoritarianism. It cannot be done.
Yes.
The reason is socialism requires a whole culture, not just one or two people, but everyone involved in the system. It requires you to give up your human nature. You see, humans, we're intrinsically greedy, and greedy isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's that the average person listening to this show, if you were faced with a decision, feed me and my family or feed you and your family, every day of the week and twice on Sundays, you'll choose to feed your family over a complete stranger. And what socialism requires the individual give up what's best for them and theirs for the benefit of the community. And it goes against human nature. It's why socialism doesn't work without authoritarianism. And if you really step back and think about it, when socialism comes into being, and I'm engaged to a former East German girl, when socialism comes into being, the government has to become authoritarian to force people to work. Because if you can sit at home all day long and do nothing but watch TV, work out, sleep late, and drink beer, and you get paid the exact same as a brain surgeon, why would you do anything? And so
Absolutely.
The government has to step in, put a gun to your head, tell you, work. And if they don't, if they were to take the opposite approach of, well, if you don't work, you starve to death, it kind of defeats socialism's purpose to begin with. And so when I say that socialism is coming to the United States, look at Bernie Sanders. He is the Rand/Ron Paul of the left. If you look at what he stands for, it is nothing but it's nothing but Syriza Podemos socialism here in Europe. It's the super left wing party in Greece. It is the most destructive economic policy that one could possibly imagine, where the government just gives stuff to everyone for free, but it can't be done because we're already borrowing $800 billion a year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. I want to play. Guys, get up that article while he's talking about socialism. Thank you so much, Eric. I want to get some other people's take on this, but I do want to follow on with what you just said about Bernie Sanders and also about socialism, because we've had Debbie Wasserman Schultz asked pointedly, what is the difference between socialists and Democrats? And we're going to play that clip for you. But before we do, remember that Bernie Sanders supports a $15 an hour minimum wage. Sounds fine in theory. Is that really going to help us? I mean, we saw inflation in Zimbabwe. We've been talking about that as we've talked about Cecil the Red Herring distracting us from other more important things. We talked about how they went into hyperinflation, went into 11 million% inflation. In other words, you got something for $100 and you got 11 million% inflation. Well, in a year, it's going to cost you $11 million, not $100. Okay. So we've been talking about that. But of course, Bernie Sanders, who pushes a $15 an hour minimum wage, what does he pay his staffers? $12 an hour. The ones at the bottom, his interns, are paid $12 an hour. Listen to this story from Seattle. Seattle's $15 minimum wage law just came back to bite them in a totally unexpected way. Just what Eric in Germany was talking about. He said, one unintended effect is that workers who are earning the higher wage are asking for fewer hours so they can remain eligible for low-income government benefits. See, that's the reality of this, as well as the fact that just arbitrarily trying to make people rich by raising the minimum wage doesn't do anything except perhaps feed inflation. Listen to this. They say despite a booming economy throughout Western Washington, the state's welfare caseload has dropped very little since the higher wage phase began in April. They say in March, 130,851 people were enrolled in the basic food program. In April, That dropped to 130,376. In other words, less than 500 people. In other words, less than 0.36% of the people got taken off of that food program. Why? Because they said, well, we want you to cut back our hours because we don't want to make money. We want to get this free wage. Let's go to what Debbie Wasserman Schultz said about the difference between the Democrats and the socialists. Here's that clip.
What is the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? I used to think there was a big difference. What do you think it is?
The difference between...
Is a Democrat like Hillary Clinton and a socialist like Bernie Sanders?
What's the difference between being a Democrat and being a Republican?
Well, what's the big difference between a Democrat and a socialist? You're chairman of the Democratic Party. Tell me the difference between you and a socialist.
The relevant debate that we'll be having over the course of this campaign is what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
I think it's...
Given that Bernie Sanders is an unabashed socialist, believes in social democratic governments, likes the ones in Europe, what is the difference? Can you explain the difference?
You know, Chuck, it's always fun to be interviewed by Chris Matthews, and I know that he enjoys that banter. The important distinction that I think we're going to be discussing, and I'm confident we'll be discussing in this campaign, is the difference between Democrats and Republicans. The difference between Democrats and Republicans is that Democrats want to make sure that people have an opportunity to reach climb the ladders of success and reach the middle class, have a good education, have a secure retirement.
This is the second time she's been asked this clip. They even play the clip from Chris Matthews to start with it and say, here's this clip, you avoided this, so answer me the question, what's the difference between socialists and Democrats? And again, she won't answer that question because it's a distinction without a difference. Bernie has voted down the line with the Democrats and he calls himself a socialist. He's perfectly comfortable with it. You need to understand that there really isn't that much difference between socialism, for example, and crony capitalism, the kind of fascism that we see. Take a look at this. Now, this is not being done for the benefit of one particular corporation, necessarily. The BLM, as we talked about with the Bundy Ranch, taking land in many different areas, shutting down farmers, shutting down miners all over this country. Now we have a Texas farmer who has now won a 30-year battle with the BLM. He's getting his land back. And again, after the situation at the Bundy Ranch that was going on out there, and of course, that is not immediate crony capitalism, but that is a situation like we see in Arizona with John McCain. That is a senator who is turning over vast amounts of public land, in many cases taking private land as well, turning that over to multinational corporations so that they can then destroy. That's what's going on in Arizona. In this particular case, it was the BLM trying to take land in Texas. They said the victory puts the land back into the undisputed possession of this farmer. It has been in his family since 1904. There's 90,000 acres of land that people still stand to lose to the BLM. This is one of the things that is a key issue with me. When I look at the Keystone Pipeline, something that the Republicans have tried to pass over 10 times, it was the very first thing that they did when they came back from the election, the very first thing they did once the new Senate got sworn in. They have pushed and pushed and pushed for their corporate masters. Now, that's the thing that bothers me. Apart from all of the energy issues, apart from the environmental issues, what bothers me about the Keystone Pipeline is that the Republicans and the people who support this, again, it's Hillary Clinton's State Department. Also, it's not just the Republicans. Hillary Clinton's State Department was pushing for the Keystone Pipeline as well. What it would do is turn over the right of eminent domain to a foreign corporation, to TransCanada. They would go in, and just like this man had to fight the BLM for 30 years to keep land that was in his family since 1904, and he's finally won, the eminent domain that they're giving TransCanada, they would go in and condemn farms that have been in people's families for over 100 years. That's wrong. It's wrong for one private use to come in and kick somebody else out just because they're smaller. That is bully capitalism. And that's why I cannot support Donald Trump. I've talked about his efforts to run people out of business. We had the Supreme Court decision, Kello versus New London. He said he agreed with it 100%. I disagree with that 100%. You cannot take private property for private use. That's not what eminent domain in the Constitution is about. That's what he tried to do, both in Atlantic City and in Connecticut with a couple of projects. again, an old lady who's got a house. He offers her $1 million. Is that a good price for that house? I don't know if it is or not. I mean, it was an old house, but it was prime real estate. $1 million, that might not have been enough, nearly enough. Maybe that's why she didn't want to sell it. Maybe she didn't want to sell it for sentimental reasons, like the guy in Up. Nevertheless, it was her property. He had no right to take it. Instead, what he did is he cut the price by down to 25% and got the New Jersey casino thugs, a government organization, to try to take that property from her. I don't like crony capitalism. I like bully capitalism even less. We need to stop it when it's being done by senators. We need to stop it when it's being done by potential presidential candidates. I don't want to see somebody like that in power. Let's go to some more of your calls. Let's go to John in Mississippi. John, you want to talk about climate change?
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Dave.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
What I was wondering is a simple question. You know, CO2 is what they tend to say that our trees and that's where our trees breathe in, or what they intake. But yet, the president comes on TV and says, we need to cut back these coal plants. We need to cut back anything that has to do with CO2. Wouldn't that make him kind of like a tree killer? You know, I mean, I'm not much of an environmentalist, but I mean, if you really broke it down, wouldn't that be, you know, kind of.
That's a good point, John. I believe that God created the earth. I believe that he created a complementary system. As you point out, the plants breathe in carbon dioxide. If we have more carbon dioxide, they will breed more easily. And of course, the thing that is really driving any kind of climate change, if it is real, is going to be the sun. Not man-made, but done by the sun. Thank you. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're taking your phone calls. We may go into overdrive because we've got a lot of people that are queued up on the line here. We've got Jim, Kevin, Wild, David. Going to try to go down the list as quickly as we can. Just real quickly before we get back to the phone calls, we do have a flash sale today. That's a 24-hour special, 30% off Prostaguard. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com. They've extended that for one more week. Our free shipping for the month of July has been extended one more week. And again, you can get 30% off Prostaguard for the next 24 hours in that flash sale. Let's go back to our calls. Let's go to Jim in Utah. Jim, you had a comment about Social Security, gun rights. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm one of these people on the Social Security, and I have. They tell me that they're going to. They're saying that they're going to say I'm incompetent because I have my check sent directly to the bank. And the issue about that is I put that in that way because I wanted to keep the people from stealing it out of my mailbox.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people do that. I mean, most people who are employees, I think pretty much everybody here at InfoWars has their paycheck go direct deposit into the bank because you don't want to have the hassle of going down there and doing it. There's nothing that makes you incompetent when you do anything like that. It's clearly a ruse to try to take people's guns.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's the interesting thing to add that too. But the thing is, that actually makes you super competent more than incompetent. But thing I'm thinking about is we get somebody like Gunners of America and some of the other people get together and class action suit going against that arrangement. So that the people.
I agree. It's a real problem, and I haven't heard very many candidates talk about the reality that we have these bureaucracies that have gone off and become their own little fiefdoms, doing whatever they wish. In so many cases, just like we've seen with the TPP, we see that the Congress has abdicated its authority to write laws. They'll go out and they'll create something, and then, like the EPA, for example, and then they will turn over legislative abilities to the EPA. They will let them go after people, have their own law enforcement, quote unquote, so they can write the laws, they can do the law enforcement, and even have their own courts where you are considered to be guilty until proven innocent. And that's the problem with these bureaucratic findings. They go out, they write the laws without any input, further input from Congress, and then you go to their little legislative or administrative hearings where you don't have a presumption of innocence. That's the way the IRS works too, isn't it? They all work like that. And it's because the government, the Congress, has abdicated that authority. Now they're getting ready to do that in a major, major way with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's the thing that is really scary about that, because as Senator Sessions, and he has been the one on the Republican side who has been the most outspoken about it. We've had several people on the Democrat side. There's only really two people on the Republican side that have opposed this, and that's Senator Sessions and Rand Paul. Senator Sessions has spoken the most about it, and he says what it's going to create is a transnational governance. It's going to have a council that is going to be able to change this. Once it passes, it's going to come to our Congress. They're not going to be able to make any changes to this, any amendments to this, after it comes to them from this secret negotiation with corporate lawyers. And then once it's passed, this transnational committee can change it at will. It will be a living document, as he's pointed out, a very dangerous thing. But we've already seen this within the federal government, how they abdicate their authority to these different legislative bodies. Thank you so much, Jim. Stay with us. We're going to take some more phone calls, people that are on hold when we come back from break. For those of you who are leaving us now, we have Don't Miss the Nightly News tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. If you're not supporting us with a membership, please consider doing that. We'll be right back for those who are following us on the Internet, and we'll take more of your calls. Stay with us.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.